Today, we'd like to see the title of Grasshoppers in Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 to 33. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, from verses 18 to 20, what should we learn from Moses' commandments to the spies for God's purpose to enter the land of Canaan? Question 2, in verse 30, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." What character of Caleb could we see? What was its result? And what should we learn from that? Last question. From verses 31 to 33, what should they have corrected their doings? Please note a proper Bible map in a big picture, not in a narrow view, because the Canaanite land was a relatively small area compared to the United States, from 150 miles length and 60 miles width, or 242 kilometers length and 97 kilometers width. And also, named places had been changed. First one, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Hear Lord's commandment through Moses, to send spies to the Canaanite land, send men to spy out or to search the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, everyone a leader or a ruler among them. Send a man to spy out the land of Canaan." That's God's promise, the land. That's why we call the promised land, or the land of Canaan, Canaanite land. So God's word. Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, God said to Moses, "I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." So we see the land of Canaan, many people lived there. Verse 3, so Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran. In a Bible map, it was in the right side of Sinai Peninsula, compared to the south side called as the wilderness of Sin. According to the command of the Lord, all of them, men who were heads of the children of Israel, now these were their names, from the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Jachur; from the tribe of Simeon, Saphat, the son of Hori. Verse 6, from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. We see in detail, verse 30, then verse 7, from the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph. Verse 8, from the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nun. We see in detail, verse 16. Then verse 9, from the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Rephu; from the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sodi; from the tribe of Joseph, that is from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi; from the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gemali; from the tribe of Asher, Setur, the son of Michael; from the tribe of Naphtali, Naevi, the son of Bophshi, from the tribe of Gad, Guiel, the son of Machai. Then verse 16, these are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, total 12 tribes. And Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Hosea, the Hebrew word, the second of Moses, or the mentee of Moses. God's name was a consonant in the Old Testament, J-H-V-H, and not pronunciable, because all consonants. Therefore, we call Jehovah or Yahweh, or, because all consonants. So we put in a vowel. It means Jehovah is our salvation. Moses changed it Joshua in the Hebrew. So in New Testament, it is called Jesus, rooted from the Greek. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, angel told it to Joseph, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So therefore, Joshua is a type of Jesus in the New Testament. Verse 17, then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, go up this way. This way is another Bible, this Negev way into the south. Go up this way, Negev way into the south, and go up to the mountains. So from south, go up to the north bound, to the north bound. Verse 18, up to 20, so we are seeing Moses' commandment or orders to the 12 spies. Here, Moses exercised all reasonable steps to establish God's purpose. Here, Moses said, verse 18, what the land is like, the people are strong or weak. Verse 19, the land is good or bad, the cities are like a campus or like a tent or a stronghold or a fortress. Verse 20, the land is rich or poor, forest there or not. Then good courage, encouragement, bring some of the fruit, a piece of evidence, what kind of fruit. Then season of the first ripe of grapes in likely August time now. So Moses made a commandment or orders to the 12 steps based upon reasonable basis to establish God's purpose in order to enter Canaanite land. So that's why we should need reasonable basis to make a plan to establish God's calling, God's purpose. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Although your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Although they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So God said, let us reason together. So Christianity is a reasonable religion, not like unreasonable religion. Because other religions, lack of reasonableness or lack of logic. So this one is a reasonable step which we need to accomplish God's purpose. Verse 21. So they went up and spied out or searched the land from the wilderness of Zin. Zin is just north of Kadesh, Oasis City among in the desert area. Then as far as Rehob, Rehob the northernmost edge of the Canaanite land. So Rehob is Canaanite land, the north border borderline city, Rehob, then near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the south and came to Hebron, Aimeh, Shishai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak were there. So descendants of Anak, like Goliath. Goliath is indicated 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4, and a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. So 6 cubits, Hebrew unit, 1 cubit, 18 inches, 1 span, 9 inches. Therefore, 9.75 feet height, or 2.97 meters. So very, like a giant, actually giant. Giant people are the Anak people, Anak people. So most over Anak people are about 9 feet or 3 meters. So the longer than Yaoming, the American basketball player, Yaoming is 7.6 feet. So more the higher than Yaoming. So really giant, you know, Anak descendant. Verse 23, then they came to the valley of Ishkol. Ishkol means a cluster. So the valley of a cluster to the north bound, and they cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole or a staff. They also brought some of the pomegranates and the figs. The place was called the Valley of Ashkel. Ashkel means cluster because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. So the cluster of grapes. Verse 25. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Also, 40 is a symbol of a trial, discipline, or patience. For example, 40 years wilderness life. That is a perseverance, or a trial, or a patience, endurance, like that. Verse 26, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. Kadesh is starting point city. So then turning back in Kadesh too. Kadesh is the southern borderline city of the promised land. So Kadesh, disobedient city. Here, by the followers of the bad reports of 10 spies, as well as by Moses and Aaron too. So Kadesh area, Israel people in the wilderness, they complained against Moses and Aaron, no water. So that's why God, you know, commanded to Moses and Aaron, Moses bring rock, just to point out the rock, then the water, you know, come out. But Moses did not show. Numbers chapter 20, verses 10 to 12. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." So Moses was not well representative of God before congregation, the people, the children of Israel. So that's why, you know, he and Aaron were not able to enter the promised land. So also Numbers chapter 20 verse 1, the children of Israel, the whole congregation came into the wilderness of Jin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Aaron also died there too. So in verse 24. So Kadesh is like a symbol of a disobedient city. Israel people here, Mujahideen people follow the two 10 spies report. So they did not, you know, enter into promised land right now. So they retreated into the wilderness. That's why disobey God. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, very good place, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless," verse 28, "nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified," which is not tent, "and very large. Moreover, we show the descendants of Anak." Descendants of Anak is giants, like 9 feet, you know, very big. "The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, the Jebusites." This is most of the residents in Jerusalem and the mountain area. Jebusite and Amorite dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea, sea meaning by the Dead Sea, along the banks of Jordan River. So then, question two, Caleb's character here. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let's go up at once, immediately, without doubt, you know, take a possession, because we are well able to overcome." So here we see Caleb's character work by faith, not by sight. So which means Caleb loved God. That's why is Caleb said, "Let's go up at once, immediately." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight, or we live by faith, not by sight." Verse 8, "We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So with Joshua together, consciousness of God's presence. So Caleb and Joshua had the consciousness of God's presence. So Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, Caleb, Joshua said together, verse 9, "Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land." So God said, "Fear of man shall snare, but the fear of God will be saved." So that is, as God said, "So no fear the people of the land, because they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us." Because the Lord is with us, so they have a consciousness of God's presence. Do not fear them. Caleb's result to go up by faith, so Caleb was able to possess Hebron area. Also, not only Caleb's family member, also Caleb's descendants and Judah. That indicates Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 to 15. So here, Caleb's age is 40 years old, but Caleb conquered the Hebron area, 85 years old. Because Caleb lives by faith. Verse 31, "But the man who had gone up with him," this is the man is 10 spies, majority people. So the man who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people because they are stronger than we." Here, verse 31 up to 33, majority opinion. So the most Israel people followed the majority opinion report. So only Caleb's family member, also Joshua family members, did not follow majority opinion rather than follow God's promise. So, not able to go up against the people because they are stronger than we. Here, they totally missed God's presence. There is, they didn't mention, they didn't think about, you know, God, you know, God's presence at all. That should be corrected. Verse 32, a bad report. A land that devours its inhabitant. The land devours its inhabitant means the land cannot produce enough to feed us, but just them. So we saw great statues. Great statues, which means they saw giants only, but not only giant Anak people reside there, but other, you know, lot of, you know, Gentiles resided there too. Here, we saw great statues by sight alone, totally missed God's promise, totally missed God's word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24-25, all flesh is as grass, and all of the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So, word of God is stand forever, which means shall never fail. But here, the 10 spies to live by sight alone, totally missed God's word, God's promise. Then, like grasshoppers in our own sight, that's a majority opinion, because the 10 spies' opinion, 10 verses 2, prevailing over God's word, they simply disregard God's promise. So majority opinion prevails over God's word here. And so we were in their sight. So the 10 spies tried to make their opinion an objective fact, because not only in our sight we are like a grasshopper, in their sight, that is totally their opinion in their sight. If the descendants of Anak saw the spies, the bad reporters would have been arrested or killed. So they try to make their own opinion as a fact, objective fact. Not only in our own side, in their side too, we are grasshoppers, like grasshoppers, like that. But that, you know, should be corrected too. The number five, they were boasting because not all the people whom they saw were men of great statures or the descendants of Anna. But other Amalekites, Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, or Canaanites, in verse 29. So, therefore, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, verse 6, disciple Paul, you know, has a wonderful vision, but he said, although I might desire to boast or to exaggerate, I will not be a fool, because I will speak the truth, because I want to speak the truth, what it is. But I refrain, abstain, because lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. So not, you know, make people misunderstand. That's why I want to abstain from boasting or exaggerating. So also 2 Corinthians verse 10, verse 5, even majority opinion should not prevail over God or God's word, casting down argument and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So in that case, we should discern whatever sight or human opinion at God's word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we see each question quickly. Question one, from verse 18 to 20, what should we learn from Moses' commandment to the spies for the God's purpose to enter the Canaanite land? So in order to establish God's calling, God's will, we should exercise reasonable steps to accomplish God's purpose, reasonable. Question two, in verse 30, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let's go up at once and take a possession, for we are well able to overcome. What characteristic of Caleb? Caleb works by faith, not by sight. By faith, could we see what was its result? Result 45 years later, so Caleb and Caleb's family, also Caleb's future in the Judah tribe, you know, conquered the Hebron area, you know, Jerusalem area, all area. That's a result. But the other followers all were dead, you know, in the wilderness, you know, over there. So only future generation were able to into promised land. What should we learn therefrom? So we should learn, we should live by faith, not by sight. So God's word is always supreme, you know, over anything else, even majority opinion. So last question in verse 31, 32, what should they have corrected their doings? So there is here about five. Number one, they totally missed God's presence. They should be corrected. Also, they worked by sight alone. Totally missed God's promise, God's word. Number three, majority opinion prevailing over God's promise. That should be corrected. Number four, they tried to make their opinion an objective fact. So that is wrong. That's puffing. The last one, they were boasting or exaggerating. So not all the people whom they saw were men of great statues, the descendant of Anak, giants, but other the Gentiles as well. So those should be corrected. So we should discern whatever sides or opinions at God's word, because God's word is discerning. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The bulletin, blue book, page 8, number